announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say, could mean the world's disaster, could turn your tears of laughter into tears and pain. It's that love's in need of love today. Don't delay, send yours in right away. Cautionary measures. If truth and love you treasure, then you'll hear me when I say, is that love's in need of love today? Don't delay, send yours in right away. Hey, breaking hearts. Stop it, please, before it's gone too far. People, you know that love's in need of love today. Don't delay, send yours in right away. Don't you know that hearts. Stop it, please, before it's gone too far. Did you know that love's in need of love today? Don't you delay, send yours right away. Too far.
Thank you, Debbie Duncan. Good morning and welcome. We're glad that you've chosen to spend part of your Labor Day weekend right here with us. Thank you for being here, and we also welcome those that are streaming with us today as well. We do have a few announcements before we continue with our service. I want to bring your attention to the insert in your bulletin, please. So we just invite you to take that out for a moment. If you'll notice that our Prosperity Plus 2 program begins September the 10th, through November the 12th, that's on Wednesday evening. You ask for it, it's here. It's a brand new program that's never been taught here before. Our request, but not required, is that you have taken at least one prosperity course prior to taking this course. So join up out in the garden court. There's more information, talks about the commitment that you are invited to make. Also, on that same insert, Friendship Sunday, next Sunday, September the 7th. We have special services planned here, all three services. We invite you to invite a friend to church. Are you pleased with what you get here each and every Sunday morning? That's a good answer is yes, okay? And that's great, that's great. And so, but you know, not only do you get, you also give, and we thank you for that as well. So there's an invitation in your bulletin for that. Invite a friend to church. Also, we begin a new series next Sunday morning called The Music of the 60s. Some of us can relate to that. And the girls kick it off at all three services. And later in the month, the girls' concert is September the 14th at 4 p.m. Our church-wide picnic follows the last service. We invite you to bring a salad to share. Our youth and family ministry begins its fall session next week. Our youth and family ministry also provides games on the lawn with a theme country hoedown. And our closing Friendship Sunday bell service is held on the lawn as well. So that is Friendship Sunday, September the 7th. Mark your calendar, all three services. Invite a friend to come with you. I invite you to take that insert and turn that over. If you'll look on the back side, there's a five-step process of unity, and Reverend Patty will be referring to that in her lesson today. And then at the bottom of that is reminding you that we join with Silent Unity and Unity Ministries throughout the world as we celebrate Unity World Day of Prayer on Thursday, September the 11th. There's many different ways to participate. First and foremost, we invite you to sign up for a slot to hold that prayer consciousness in our meditation room as we hold a 24-hour prayer vigil. Also, we will have set up in our Fillmore room upstairs an indoor prayer labyrinth. So come and walk the prayer labyrinth. Also, we will have special meditations in our prayer garden. Attend the special service on Thursday evening led by Reverend Jeanette and our music team. So come and be a part of World Day of Prayer. Also, there's opportunities for facilitators for our fall program. Our fall program is based on this book, The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. We invite you to seriously consider hosting a group in your home, facilitating a group in your home. It's a great opportunity to get to know the people that attend Unity Christ Church that perhaps live in your neighborhood. We invite you to do that hosting or facilitating, and there's facilitating training around the series. Also, our women's retreat is September the 26th through the 28th. Registration deadline is today, so if you're interested in going to that, we invite you to register for that women's retreat. Mark your calendar for September the 14th, our town hall meeting at 1 p.m. You get to find out all the great things that are happening here at Unity Christ Church. The concert, the girls' concert, is that same day at 4 p.m. The flowers today are in honor of Shelton and Barb Ajax as they celebrate 59 years of marriage. Whoa. They're right here in the front if you'd like to see who these amazing people happen to be. They are amazing. They have taught many relationship courses. I'm just kidding with you. I don't know if they've taught any, but they certainly qualify to do that. There are also many things happening here in our community that we did not mention today, but we invite you to check your bulletin, take it home with you, check the monitors in our center, check our website at unitychristchurch.org, sign up for our weekly email blast, our peak of the week. You can do that in our garden court. You can also like us on Facebook. Check out our Facebook. We're there as well. If you're here today with a smartphone, check in. Invite your friends to let your friends know where you are, and also invite them to Unity Christ Church. So how you doing? Great. Of course you are. You're right here at Unity this morning, and we're going to continue our service with opening prayer. And as you know, we conclude our series, Empowering Prayers for Everyday Life. We gifted you with this booklet at the beginning of the month, and today we conclude this series. So let's go to that place within. Let's take that deep breath and let go. And today our hearts are just full of gratitude. Gratitude for a greater awareness of that divine presence as it moves in and through us today as the activity of love. And we're grateful today that regardless of what we're experiencing in our life today, that this divine presence within is greater than that experience. And for that, we are grateful. We give thanks for this Labor Day holiday weekend. We give thanks that we have the opportunity to rest or to have fun or maybe just to catch up with a project. We give thanks that this is truly a weekend of reflection, and we give thanks for the many gifts and the talents that we have to be in service through work to each other and to the divine. We bless our work. We bless our careers. We give thanks that we have been called to do what we have been called to do, and we do it with great love. So it's with joy and appreciation that together we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Let's applaud this wonderful day. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I'm so glad you're here. The state fair is still there this afternoon. Okay, needless to say. Let's continue with our service, with our mission, our vision, and our affirmation for today. Our mission statement. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. Our vision statement. Together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And today's affirmation for today's lesson, together, I choose to create a life that is a work of love. Inviting our on-duty Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. If you look around the room, you'll see that these individuals are here in service to you today. They arrived early. They held sacred space here. They're here to hold that sacred space with you, to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, a hope, a dream, a vision, by all means, seek out a Unity prayer chaplain. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. Our opening song for this series has been just phenomenal this month, has it not? It's just been phenomenal. So we invite you to please stand as we sing together, When I Pray.
Here we go. When I pray, I feel my heart go deeper, my heart go deeper into my God. When I pray, I feel my heart go deeper, my heart go deeper into my should sing the first verse again. Here we go. when I pray. I feel my heart go deeper, my heart go deeper into my God when I pray. I feel my heart go deeper, my heart go deeper into my God.
Thank you, and please be seated. Unity is that positive path for spiritual living, and we offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our joys each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guest. So today, if you're with us for the first time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. We invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. Courage out there. First-time guest out there. Courage. Yes, 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 yes. That courage is wonderful out there. Keep your hands up until our ushers get to you. That purple packet you're receiving today tells you a lot about Unity Christ Church. It has a beautiful welcoming CD in there as well. The rose is a gift from our congregation, so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you and we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Also today, we have a very special guest as well. That's our ministerial student home from our Unity Institute, Melody Martin. We just love having you here as well. Stand up, Melody. So we welcome all of our guests today, and we certainly invite us to greet each other. We do that with a handshake, a hug, a smile, namaste. We ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? Remain standing and remain standing as we sing together the gift of love, the gift of love.
Love. We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days. Then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is adjust. We affirm, I align my attitude and actions with the truth of my being. Spiritual truth does not change, but I must sometimes change my thinking and my actions to align with it. In the same way that a child learns to crawl, then adjusts to walk and run, I continually adjust and adapt to the truth as I grow in understanding. The truth is that I am a divine being and my life is infused with the power and presence of God. As this awareness grows in me, I learn to trust it. Nothing can ever separate me from this presence. I am immersed in the flow of abundance, wholeness, wisdom, and peace. As I move through each day, I align my attitude and actions with my truth. I live the truth I know. And Scripture tells us in Matthew, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The word for today is adjust.
So I invite you to join me in meditation, and may we begin our time together by inviting you to just gently close your eyes. Now let's take a deep breath together and exhale. We focus our attention on our breath for a moment. And as we continue to breathe deeply, we continue to relax our mind and relax our body. We consciously just let go. For indeed, this is a safe place We let go of the stress. We let go of all the busyness of the day. And we bring our attention to this time and this place. Again, I invite you just to continue to breathe deeply and bring that attention inward to that secret place of the Most High that lives and moves and has its being within you. And I invite you to allow my words to become your words today. I let go and let God work in and through me, guiding me to right actions and outcomes. Sometimes I take the lead, and other times I'll allow events to transpire as they will. Surrendering to God opens me to an inflow of divine ideas, and I find inner strength that preserves my energy and inspires new ways of accomplishing my work by letting go and letting God. I live with ease. I live with grace, accomplishing what is mine to do. Gibran says that work is love made visible. And when I let go and let God work in and through me, indeed, love is made visible. And it is in this awareness and in this greater understanding and in this truth that I rest. I rest in the stillness, in the silence. Today we pray with our prayer ministry, our healing ministry, our Unity Prayer Chaplains, and our Unity Cares ministry, as they continue to hold us in prayer when we so often forget. Today I let go and let God work in and through me, guiding me to right actions and outcomes. And we certainly pray with those that have requested our prayers today, represented by our prayer box, the cards and the letters, our electronic mail. We hold each and every one of these prayer requests in this consciousness of love and this consciousness of prayer, giving thanks in advance for answered prayer. So let us together take another deep breath and let go, and began to return to this time and place, knowing that truly we have been in the kingdom of God. Thank you, sweet Spirit, and so it is. Amen.
So misplaced, then you stepped in to restore. Now all my doubts and fears are somehow placed somehow. Where does the credit go? Love, stand, take a bow. 'Cause I believe in love. Yes, you made me a believer. Your love is just like magic. I believe in love. Yes, you finally convinced me. But most of all, I believe in you. In you. The numbers in the world, times all the numbers in the world. I love you just that much. I believe in love. Yes, you made me a believer. Your love is just like magic. I believe in love. Yes, you finally convinced me. But most of all, I believe in you. I believe in love. Yes, you finally convinced me. Most of all, I believe in you. Yes, you finally convinced me, but most of all, I believe in you.
Feel that calling from deep within me. I believe in you. Thank you, Debbie. Happy Labor Day. Today is the final Sunday in a series on, as Reverend Pat already said, prayer for everyday life. You know, I thought I'd start today with a description of prayer. It's kind of funny. I began this series with the great amen, where we usually end our prayers. And I'm going to start the last Sunday in this series with a description of prayer. And the description I want to share with you comes from a book about Mother Teresa called Everything Starts From Prayer, and it's in the foreword. It's written by Dr. Larry Dossey. And he says, prayer is one of the essential activities of human life. Throughout history, it has nurtured our grandest visions and provided meaning and purpose to our activities. It is impossible to imagine the evolution of any culture without prayer. Prayer is universal. We know of no society in which it does not take place. Prayer has many faces. There are prayers of petition, intercession, thanksgiving, adoration. But one thread connects all prayer. Whatever form it may take, prayer is a bridge to the absolute, a way of connecting with something higher, wiser, and more powerful than the individual self. I love that description of prayer. And as Mother Teresa says, and the book is titled, Everything Starts from Prayer. Prayer is the work that we do to shift consciousness. It is the labor of love by which we evolve spiritually. It's through prayer that we're able to drop the illusion of separation from God, to experience the realization of oneness, the presence of God. And yet, how many are willing to admit that they are comfortable praying? Yeah, I didn't think I'd see very many hands go up. Even though we talk about it a lot, we focused this entire month on prayer. We have chaplains here to pray with you every single Sunday. Yet our collective discomfort gets in the way of truly being in that energy of prayer sometimes, doesn't it? It's, I want to say, kind of hard for us to do the work that we are here to do in this human experience when we're sitting in that discomfort. So when I entered ministerial school a few years ago, not that many though, I thought I understood what prayer was. In my head, I had the idea that every activity of mind was a prayer. I get now that I was partially right, because every activity of mind is part of that creative process, that creative energy moving in and through us. And our goal is for every thought to be a prayer. However, prayer is conscious communion with God. And I got to tell you, not all my thoughts are conscious. So in order to consider a thought a prayer, it must be a deliberate activity of choosing to connect with that divine essence, that divine nature that is the truth of who we are. And the most simplest form of prayer is any conscious attempt to connect, any conscious attempt to experience the presence of God. Because we start praying from wherever our awareness of God is. And we expand from there. Prayer is a sacred activity, one that I hope you've become more comfortable with this month, and that you continue to evolve your comfort level of that, because prayer is foundational to Unity teachings. It's what Unity was founded upon from the moment that Myrtle Fillmore, the co-founder of Unity, awoke to the understanding that she was a child of God and therefore she did not inherit illness. From that understanding, Unity was birthed in a worldwide prayer ministry that's been praying with people for over 120 years now, called Silent Unity. In fact, you've already heard today, we will be joining in that sacred work of Silent Unity, that work, that labor of love, with our World Day of Prayer on September 11th, supporting the idea of letting our light shine and being a part of worldwide transformation. And I'm going to say right now that if you think prayer is someone else's work, not yours to do, you might want to shift your attitude. You might want to change your mind. And my intention is to support you in leaving here today a little less uncomfortable, a little more willing to claim this labor of love as the work that you do. I'm not talking about prayers beseeching God or begging God to do something. As you've heard throughout this month, prayer in unity is not about changing God, nor is it about asking God, a God somewhere outside of us to intervene or to act on our behalf. Prayer is about changing our own consciousness, about reconnecting with our divine nature. You know, one of my favorite Unity authors and teachers, and as I've learned, one of Reverend Pat's, is Eric Butterworth. And Eric Butterworth, in a book called Unity, A Quest for Truth, said this: startling as it may sound, it really doesn't make any difference to God whether or not we pray. But it makes a lot of difference to us. Prayer is not a matter of conquering God's reluctance, but of attuning ourselves to God's eternal willingness. Ooh, I like that. Attuning to God's eternal willingness. He's also, you hear us say quite often, Eric is the one who said, we do not pray to God, we pray from a consciousness of God. From a consciousness of God. We do not pray from a consciousness of lack or fear. We pray from a consciousness of love. So that said, where do we start? Where do we start? How do we begin doing this work, this labor of love? We've invested a lifetime or maybe more, whatever your thoughts are about that, into thinking thoughts of separation. Separating us from our divine nature. And so how do we not get overwhelmed with the idea of the work that there is for us to do? This labor of love that is ours to do. How do we not get overwhelmed? We kiss it. We all know what that, kiss it might stand for. I kind of changed it a little bit. We keep it simple, silly. We keep it simple. Prayer is an organic process. And once you begin, once you, begin to express your desire, to express your divinity, it organically works through you. But the key is in actually beginning. The key is giving yourself permission to pray and to not be overwhelmed by the task at hand. Keep it simple. We've already said this, we teach this concept of affirmative prayer in unity, and that it follows the techniques that Jesus taught. He prayed from a consciousness of his own Christ nature, an awareness of his oneness. And we choose to follow in that path with simple affirmative statements of truth that condition our consciousness and bring our consciousness into alignment with our highest nature, with our oneness with God. And in unity, we also recognize that there is a basic methodology that has been proven to be very effective in achieving this desire to experience the presence of God. And we've parsed this methodology out into these five steps that are in your insert in your bulletin. It was also on the last page of this book that... Ooh, there we go. It went away for a second. It was on the last page of this booklet that was given out to you earlier in the month. When I was a licensed Unity teacher, it was this idea of praying out loud that I found most difficult when I was going through that process. And after my tenure as a prayer associate at Silent Unity, that's really no longer the case. I kind of enjoy it. However, what helped me when I became licensed as a teacher was to have this structure to fall back on. And so I wanted to give you that structure today as a place to help you begin. And before we get into that structure, let's talk about where it starts. You know, I began this series a few weeks ago with, you know, the great amen, with this idea that we pray from an attitude of God. But we also approach prayer not looking for a gift or a handout. We approach prayer with a willingness to let go of whatever it is in our consciousness that's limiting our ability to perceive or recognize the allness of God that is already expressing. A willingness to change. If we are not willing to change, what is the purpose of prayer? As you've heard several times this month, even today, God is not going to change. Nor does the presence and power we call God need to be told anything. God is omniscience, all-knowing, omnipresence, everywhere present, the one omnipotence, the one power in the universe. The sole point of prayer is to change our own consciousness, to become more aware of God in our lives. So, in order to be effective in our prayer, we must begin with a willing attitude. We must be willing to let go of limitation. We must be willing to let go of limiting ideas and see ourselves as created in the image and likeness of God. Are you willing?
Yes.
Yay. In the first article of this booklet that we gave you, James Dillett Freeman says this: the universe is God's work. He made it good. He made it to bring forth good. He made it to move and grow, to unfold and expand. When you move with the universe moves with you, and through you, and for you. Then there is nothing you cannot do or be, because all the forces of the universe, all the expanding energies of life, are focused in you and pour through you to come into expression. Yes. Amen. I'm willing for that to be true. Are you willing to truly see yourself through eyes of divine love? To truly know that all of the forces of the universe move through you to come into expression? That willingness is the attitude that we must cultivate if we want our prayers to be effective. And once we have the attitude, the work of prayer can truly begin. It truly is a labor of love. And getting these five steps down at first may seem a little wonky or, you know, a little clunky, but once you've began the practice, you're transforming that subconscious filter, and it just becomes part of your process. It becomes part of your desire to reconnect with your divine nature. So let's go through those steps. They are relaxation, concentration, meditation, realization, and thanksgiving. So we relax. You know, we focus our willing attitude and let go of unwillingness. We let go of whatever tensions we might be holding, wherever we might be holding it, and allow the mind to to begin to direct this process of relaxation, because this focuses the mind in the prayer process. You get to choose whatever method works for you. There's lots of methodologies and techniques for relaxation out there. One way is, you know, to talk to the body, to talk to every part of the body and mentally send relaxation thoughts. Or the tool that I use most, and we use it for meditation here on Sundays, is focusing on the breath, focusing on the breathing as a technique for relaxation, and using that breath to center on an awareness of the presence of God within. Experiment, practice, do the work. You'll find what works for you, the labor of love that works for you. And then, you know, we get involved in this first step of breathing, and we combine it with the second step of concentration. A lot of times I choose an affirmation, and with every breath I breathe, I affirm that affirmation. So I breathe in, I am. I breathe out, I am. You know, that creates a very powerful connection for me. You can use a mantra. You can use a sacred word, a statement of truth. This is really about focusing your awareness. So let's just stop there for a second and practice. If you're willing, close your eyes. Breathe in. Just focus your energy right now on the breath moving in. Breathe deep and then breathe out. And with your next breath, affirm, I am. Breathe it in. And as you breathe it out, I am. Very simple. Open your eyes if you're willing, ready. Very simple. It doesn't have to take time. This is the beginning of the process, and with practice, you'll figure out these steps that work for you. And you know, sometimes you may want to relax even more deeply. It might not be just a time for a quick prayer. There will be different ways that you will draw yourself into a higher awareness. And use this for extended meditation, for momentary centering. There's just lots of ways that you can use it. But as you use these first two steps, they will take you right into the third step of the process, which is meditation. You naturally move or enter into this energy of conscious communion with the divine. When we let go of our outer distractions and are able to fully contemplate our Christ nature, this contemplation moves us through this process. It will come naturally. And as you focus on contemplating this divine essence, this truth of you, who you are, you will move into the fourth step of the process, which is to realize the realization of this silence. The realization of the silence. Because as we dwell in this inner place of silence, we move into a deeper knowing of God. And at some point, we experience the allness of our oneness. We truly have that moment of realization when we are fully present to our oneness. And this is where transformation can truly take place. This is where we are listening to that still small voice, and it speaks through us. This is when we experience our only true prayer, which is our desire to know God, to know oneness. Our prayers are answered in this part of the process. And then what bubbles up from deep within us is the fifth step in the process, the gratitude, the thanksgiving, the praise, the joy. For truly we are blessed. And that comes from a deep place within our heart. Again, notice this process is not about praying to a God out there. In unity, prayer is about getting to know your own unique way of expressing God and letting God be God in you as you. If we are looking to God out there to change our lives, we are using limiting thinking. And as I've said many times, limiting thinking, limiting life. The key to this work is something that you've already heard this month several times. And that's that we must call on our power of faith to transform our limiting thinking. We must have faith that our affirmations are founded on capital T truth. We must stand on faith that our prayers are answered. The dichotomy here is that faith is a faculty of mind. And we can never have more or less faith than we already have. The question becomes, where are we placing our faith? That's where we get into trouble. And so how do we transform our experience of where we are placing our faith? We pray. We persistently participate in this labor of love. And we forgive ourselves when we miss the mark. That's what Charles Fillmore called sin. It's missing the mark, not quite hitting, you know, it's a terminology from archery, where you aim your bow or your arrow and you miss the mark. Ah, you sinned. What do? You put another arrow in the bow. You pray again. You refocus. And acknowledge you may have fell short of divine perfection, and yet it's the truth of who you are. You have faith. You quit cutting yourself off from love. You quit cutting yourself off from God. So here's your assignment this week. To pray. To pray with prayer chaplains. To call Silent Unity. They're available 24 hours a day. To participate in the Unity World Day of Prayer. What a great opportunity to practice this process in 30 minutes of focused prayer. And like Reverend Pat says up here quite frequently, I want to hear about your experience. My email is revpatty@unitychristchurch.org. And I truly want to hear about your experience of prayer, because together, when we do this work of love together, when we pray together, we can truly transform the world. Let your light shine. I behold the Christ in you. Amen.
Faces covered up in empty eyes, empty spaces where there used to be a soul inside. Nothing and no one ever gets to them. Seems the wind could blow right through them. Believing in gods that never knew them. I believe in love. I believe in love. I do. I believe in feeling good. And that's feeling love. Feeling love is feeling good. Worries climbing up your money tree. You got to hurry. Monkey do what the monkeys see. You're on a one-way street and you're speeding, missing the signs you ought to be reading, passing by things you later be needing. I believe in love. I believe in nobody sold me, always knew it, nobody told me. I believe in someone to hold me. I believe in love. I believe in love. I do. I believe in feeling good. And that's feeling love.
Feeling good is feeling love. I believe in love.
Feeling love is feeling good. I believe in love. Feeling love is feeling good. I do believe in love. Feeling love is feeling good. I believe in love. Feeling love is feeling good. I do believe in love. Feeling love is feeling good. I believe in love. I'll never be lonely. Sleeping in an empty bed shouldn't be only just a place to rest my head. But I don't want to find myself one day waking up and looking at Monday with some what's-his-name left from Sunday. I believe in love. I believe in nobody sold me, always knew it, nobody told me. I believe in someone to hold me. I believe in love. I believe in love. I do. I believe in feeling good. Everybody should believe in feeling good. Believe in it. Believe in it.
Thank you, Debbie, and thank you, Reverend Patty. At this time, we're going to receive a tithe, gift, and offering. And if you've been streaming with us, we're going to invite you to make a gift to Unity Christ Church as well. So I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth. And let's just take our gifts in our hand. If you're giving it with someone, please hold it together, bless it together. And may we affirm together our church offertory blessing found in your bulletin. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am, and silently. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you. So we take a moment and we feel the gratitude. Gratitude for Unity Grace Church. Gratitude for these teachings. We bless these gifts. We bless the gifts that's been received in the mail, those participating in our consistent giving program. And we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission, and that's truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Next Sunday is Friendship Sunday. We invite you to bring a friend next Sunday and then stay for the picnic and stay for all the festivities. We also begin a new series next week, and it's based on the music of the 60s. Some of us can relate to that. And Laura, do you want to say anything about that?
Absolutely. I invite you, too, to bring out your 60s wardrobe, if you'd like. Yeah. No. It's going to be so much fun. I've spent many hours kind of narrow it down to a nice spectrum of folks that were very influential during that time. We have some great singers coming in. The band will be here the whole month. You're going to be singing some really cool tunes. So we'd love to see you. I'm excited.
And you've got a friend, you know, and so you've got a friend. So bring a friend next week. I've got some great news. We have something new here at Unity Grace Church, and it's just an honor and a privilege to be able to share this new thing with you. And we have it because of you. But you're not aware of what it is, right? We have a brand new roof that you are sitting under. Well, as you know, we have the majority of our roof is a flat roof. And so we have a new flat roof. And we have it because of your year-end giving last year. You gave, and we have just spent approximately $52,000 on a fabulous 20-year warranty roof. And, yeah, it's exciting. I know it's not, you can't see it, but if you want to see it, our executive director, Greg Brzezinski, will take you up there, okay? I'll take you up there, as long as you have the right insurance. And so I really want to thank someone that has just made it a breeze for me. Thank you, God. God is so good. And that is our executive director, who has been responsible for the bids and walking through the whole process. And I give thanks for his skill set. As I said when I came here a little over 8 years ago, I bring many gifts, but I don't bring a tool belt with me. So needless to say, I want to acknowledge our wonderful executive director, Greg Brzezinski. Okay, Greg. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Isn't it wonderful? Doesn't it feel good? You know, didn't it feel good that I didn't ask you for the money right now, you know? Because you'd already given it. Just hold your horses. We'll get around to that. Let's stand up. Let's stand and let's bring in our children. I was just up there with our children. You've got YOUers taking care of our children today. Let's bring them in, okay? Morning.
It's the fifth Sunday in August. That means the adults have the day off in our youth classrooms, and our YOU facilitated those classrooms for us. Can you please thank them for me? We have a big Sunday coming up next week with the community picnic, and John Southam and Hospitality partner with Youth and Family Ministry for that. We have just a few announcements for you. Okay?
Good morning. Main reason up here is we're talking salads. Talked about it last year. Got to talk about it again this year, just to remind everyone that we need salads more than anything else. Otherwise, when you go through the line, you may find nothing but a hamburger or a hot dog. So we're stressing salads this year, as last year. And hopefully you all can make it. If you if you come in the 11:30 service, you can drop your salad off at Friendship Hall, and we'll take it from there. If you're coming back for the picnic at 12:30, just bring the salad right upstairs to the back parking lot where the food tables will be set up. Thank you, and hope to see you there.
And just a couple other picnic reminders. We'll close that with our closing bell ceremony. Please bring a handbell for that. If you don't have one, you can order one in the garden court today, and we'll deliver it to you at the picnic. And wear your dancing shoes. I know you're going to come to church and you'll have your church shoes on, but it's a hoedown theme. So make sure you can move and have fun doing it. See you next Sunday.
So the dancing shoes, the dancing outfit for the 60s would work in fabulous up there in the hotel. Okay. And so, Nancy, thank you. So bring a salad, bring a bell, and don't forget your friend. Bring a friend, okay? Also want to take this opportunity. We have a hospitality team here that's just amazing. And when I usually arrive here around 7 o'clock in the morning, often our hospitality chair has beat me to work. And he stays often until like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So I want to thank not only John, but his team of 30-plus people that make this happen, okay? So let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are,
God is,
and all is well.
Skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off that gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style. You'll be so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook, stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look, slap on a happy grin, and spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. The sky's gonna clear up. Come on and put on a happy face.
Put on a happy face.
Brush off the clouds and cheer up.
Cheer up.
Put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy. It's not your style. You'll feel so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook. Stick out that noble chin. Just wipe off that full of doubt look. Slap on a happy grin and spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy. Put on a happy. Put on a happy face.
Right now. Jimmy Duncan. Hey, thanks to Karen and Cheryl. I have a wrong chord in that Kenny Loggins chart. And I hear it again. It comes up so quickly, and then I'm like, oh.